This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome back to McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium. It's the finale of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Earlier, we had the game, another running clock for the McDonald Lady Max as they cruise to a victory over the Athens Blue Jays and move to 12-0 on the season, 75-34, that final score. Now the McDonald Max boys, after their 52-43 win over Ladysmith, will face off against the Athens Blue Jays boys. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Dan Anderson, our producer back at the WOGO home base in Hallie, Val Knobloch, here for Max TV if you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's broadcast. And Mark, again, we'll get to some interviews, and we've got a bonus interview in just a few moments here that we want to make sure we get to, because, again, this tournament is something special because it's honoring the legacy of an integral building block here at McDonald. That's Denny Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. And Denny was, he was just known throughout Chippewa Falls and the surrounding areas here. Everybody knew Denny Laramie. He reffed so many basketball games. He coached so much, so many teams and young kids. He was just a really, really good influence and just an all-around great guy. And this is just fantastic to have this tournament in his honor.
Well, we'll dive right into an interview here. His wife of 59 years, Lola, was willing to chat with us a little bit just a few moments ago, and we want to bring that to you now here before we begin this final game. Well, we're to the finale of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, and someone special joining us right now, Lola Laramie. And Lola, as we think about this great event, second year of it, to honor your wonderful husband, Denny, you were mentioning off the air, he loved sports, he loved the kids, he loved this school.
He loved this school, yes. It was his second home.
And, I mean, I remember seeing him here so often. I mean, again, any event, he was here, and he had a lot of coaching experience, but then he was there to just kind of stand alongside the athletic directors, the coaches, whatever they needed, he would do it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he loved it up here.
When you look at Denny's life, too, I mean, again, sports was just such an integral part of his life for years and years.
That's for sure. Yeah, he loved it. He loved all sports.
He really did. I mean, he started the softball program here at McDonald. He had a couple different stints, I believe, as football coach, too.
Yes, he did. He started out up at Notre Dame. Great school.
And what was that like for you, Lola, again, as his wife, too? I mean, I'm sure that was some sacrifices for you as well, too, giving up a lot of time because he was always out serving.
Yeah, he was. He was always up here.
How did that impact your family as well, too?
Well,
again,
the kids loved it. They come up and do basketball practice with him and the girls.
And like this, again, second year of this Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, in terms of just honoring his life and legacy, what does that mean to you to see, again, his name kind of immortalized in this
That's
way?
Wonderful. He'd love it.
I'm sure he would, and I'm sure he'd be grabbing a dust mop in between games and going out there getting the court ready.
Yeah, he sure would, yeah.
Well, we're looking forward to a great game. Lola, thank you so much for joining us. And again, man, so many people here who love your husband very, very much, as I know you did as well, too. Thank you for sharing him with all of us and the McDonald family.
Sure, thank you, too.
Well, Happy New Year to you, Lola Laramie. Thank you so much for joining us. Max pregame here on WOGO, the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wirzgala.com. Day or night, Wirzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at NicoletBank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
Carried, and a foul of open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storff! Found an opening!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com. Welcome back to the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's the title card matchup between your McDonald Max boys and the Athens Blue Jays. Western Clover Belt against the Marywood North Conference here with head coach Jeremy Penny of Athens. And, Coach, typically Athens teams, when we've seen you guys in the past, you have a physical style of play. Is that what we're seeing again this year? Because you're certainly shooting the ball well.
Yeah, no, we're a lot smaller, so we're more finesse now. So.
Now, when I look at it, just from a stat perspective, shooting the three effectively and a number of guys contributing, it's not just one. I believe you have multiple guys who've hit 10 or more three-pointers.
Yeah, this is the first year that we've been deep for the bench. Usually we play six, seven maybe. Now we're going nine deep, sometimes 10. So it's kind of nice to have a leeway.
And how has that helped you defensively to be able to have fresh legs you can go to with confidence?
Well, that is our struggle, defense. We don't stop too many people, so we're working on that. We just don't – yeah, defense is a problem for us.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this McDonald team? Obviously, they lost a lot from last year, but some of those same familiar last names, they've got some talented kids.
Yeah, they're fundamentally sound. I mean, they just do things right, and it's going to be a battle, I'm sure. I hope it's a battle.
Well, Coach, we're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, thank you.
Head coach Jeremy Penny of Athens back with this with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Welcome back to day two of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. It's the title game on the boys' side as your McDonald Central Macs take on the Athens Blue Jays here with head coach Adam Schilling of McDonald. And coach, some ups and downs in that game against Ladysmith. Again, they're a pretty balanced team. They take the ball away well, so maybe a few more turnovers than you'd like, maybe not the shooting percentage, but your team was gritty and hung in there.
Yeah, I think the defense was pretty consistent, and that's what we were preaching before the game. They'll keep us in games. And again, I think they made a pretty good run. They cut it to maybe three in the second half, and we had some answers to extend the lead back out. So anytime you can beat a quality team like that, it's a plus for us.
What do you see in this Blue Jays team? Typically, Athens teams are pretty physical.
Yeah, they're another team that's pretty balanced, very well coached. And again, I think it's something where hopefully we can maybe use some of our quickness to our advantage. We don't want to play in a half-court game against them.
When you look at offense, obviously, you've got a lot of shooters on the floor, and so, I mean, you're taking about 28 threes per game. Do you feel like those are coming in the rhythm of the offense, or are you settling from time to time?
I think sometimes we're settling, especially early in games. I think we talked a little bit about trying to attack the rim a little bit more early in games and work our way back out a little bit. So that's something we're going to try to do today is just, you know, attack the rim early, and those three-point shots come after we're attacking the rim.
Well, Coach, I don't know if we're going to have another 52-point performance on your birthday, but hopefully the boys can get you a win for your birthday.
I'd be very happy with that. Thank you guys for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling, as we get closer to Max Basketball, Denny Laramie Holiday Classic here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
For the last four decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom storefronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. It's your 5-2 McDonald Central Max, 3-1 in second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference against the 4-4 Athens Blue Jays. They are 2-3 right now in third place in the Marrowood North. McDonald coming off that victory yesterday over Ladysmith, a tough Ladysmith squad, Mark Maloney, and Athens getting things done against Luck. And McDonald had some good balance scoring. And again, it's a Ladysmith team that had a lot of balance, too, that McDonald had to stop defensively, and some prolific outside shooting here for Athens that they're going to have to put the clamps on D as well.
Yeah, just, you know, listening to the coach there, he says it sounds like they can, you know, put some points up on the board. And he made the comment that they don't play defense so well. So I think McDonald's just going to have to get out there and maybe try to run with these guys. Again, that sounds like Athens is deep. He said he goes maybe sometimes 10 deep. And just watching these guys warm up, man, they were nailing a lot of threes.
It's time now for the Toys and Ford Keys to the Game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend. Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. What does McDonald need to do to go 2-0 here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic?
Well, here's what I think they need to do. Just listening to this coach talk, it sounds like they're gonna. He's got the green light for kids to throw up the threes. McDonald's going to have to, you know, play some tenacious defense. Sounds like they don't, you know, just listening to the coach, he goes, yeah, they give up a lot of points. So if McDonald can get down there and get their offense going, put the points on the board, stop Athens, one and done, hopefully not hitting the threes, and just open this game up right away as quickly as we can.
Well, it's the Max and the Blue Jays, McDonald and Athens. We are back in 60 seconds with your starting lineups. The finale of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, back in a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help? Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
It's game time here in Chippewa Falls, Steve and Deb Raisler Gymnasium. McDonald and Athens boys basketball. Second half of our doubleheader. 2 days of doubleheaders. It's been a lot of fun here at the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And again, if you missed it, we were able to chat with Lola Laramie. And wife of 59 years of Denny Laramie will have that in the podcast later tonight. Starting lineups for Athens, head coach Jeremy Penny, Riley Schultz-Becker. He's a 6-foot sophomore guard, averaging 12.4 points, 8.3 rebounds, and 7 assists, 3 steals as well. Ryan Peel, 5'9 guard, a senior, averaging 2 rebounds per game. Ty Johnson, a 6'1 wing, a senior, number 14, 8.6 points, 5.3 rebounds. Andy Scheer, a 6'1 senior forward, number 22, averaging 14.9 points. That leads the team. And Brandon Freeman, a 6'1 center, a junior, wears number 45, averages 10.7 points and 3 rebounds. Again, Jeremy Penny is the head coach of the Athens Blue Jays from the Merriwood North Conference with a 4-4 record, 2-3 in conference play. On the other side, for your McDonald Max, head coach Adam Schilling, sixth year at the helm last night. That 52-43 win over Ladysmith was win number 101 versus just 40 defeats. And Coach Schilling, 6 seasons, a 71% winning percentage. Cooper Mittermeier, 5'11", junior guard, number 3, the first one into the starting lineup, 14.6 points per game to lead the team, also has hit 25 threes. Cale Holm, 5'10", sophomore guard, number 22nd on the team at 13 points per game, also leads the team in assists. Jordan Sikora, 6'3", junior guard, number 24, 8.3 points, second on the team in assists as well. Carson Galvez, 6'3", sophomore forward, number 33, 9.6 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, second on the team. He's hit 9 threes as well and leads the team in free throw attempts. And Miles Flanagan, the lone senior in this starting lineup, 6'3", senior, center number 44, 4.7 points per game, leads the team at 6.5 rebounds per contest as well. Athens, royal blue uniforms, tops and bottoms, solid white numerals and lettering, some white at the tops of the tanks and bottoms of the shorts. McDonald resplendent in their home white uniforms, tops and bottoms, royal blue numerals and lettering, gold piping on both, and then the royal blue and gold accents on the shorts. It'll be Jordan Sikora jumping at midcourt against Andy Scheer. As we get underway, good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports. Tap one by Secor back to Flanagan. McDonald will move left to right as we begin this finale of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney, Dan Anderson, our producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley. Malcolm Knobloch and the Max TV crew, if you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, McDonald Area Catholic Schools.org, click on live stream. Jordan Sikora rotates left side, Carson Galvez from Mittermeier back to Cale Holm. Finds Sikora right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier up top to Galvez, rotates left corner. Sikora with a jab step, driving baseline, runs into a couple defenders, kick out Galvez. Galvez for his 10th three of the season, no. Miles Flanagan battling for the rebound, I thought he knocked it off of a Athens player, Braden Freeman, but the officials disagree.
Yeah, Brady had the last hand on that one and went off of Miles' back.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Freeman up top against Cooper Mittermeier. Goes left side. They will take threes very quickly, and there's one right off the bat from Ty Johnson. 3-0 Athens, left wing triple. They make almost 10 per game, shooting 34%, pretty similar to McDonald. 33%, and again, almost 10 made threes per game. They had 7 last night against Ladysmith. Max trail 3-0, minute 15 in.
Again, the Athens players were hitting a lot of threes out there at warm-ups.
As Coach Penny said, they're more of a finesse team than they've been in the past. Sikora gets by his man, ball knocked out of bounds, and last touched by Sikora. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. 3-0 the Athens Blue Jays with the lead. Riley Schultz-Becker, talented sophomore. Again, within a whisker of averaging a triple-double in points, rebounds, and assists. Guarded by Carson Galvez, picks up his dribble 18 feet from the bucket. Kick out right side. They're looking for that three.
Yes, they are.
Schultz-Becker left wing against Cale Holm. Will drop it down to Ty Johnson, who just hit that three moments ago. 2 minutes into this one, 3-0 Athens. Blue Jays from the Merriwood North, the Max for the Western Cloverbelt. Cale Holm pokes it away from Schultz-Becker, but into the arms of his teammate Ryan Peel. Not a ton of height on this Athens team.
No.
McDonald not a huge team either. But left side, Andy Scheer. Finds Schultz-Becker. Again, he keys a lot of this offense, averaging 7 assists per game. Schultz-Becker, the sophomore, left wing. Little test dribble looking down to the post. Nothing there. Long cross-court skip. That's Peel. Peel goes back up top. Scheer to Schultz-Becker. Passes up a three with a head fake. Pulls up from 16. Baseline jumper. No good. Offensive rebound. Put back high off the glass. Missed badly for Andy Scheer. And Carson Galvez with the rebound. Kicks right side. Cale Holm all alone for three to tie the game. Back rim, no. Cooper Mittermeier trying to pick the pocket of Ryan Peel. Can't quite get to it. 3-0, McDonald trails by a one full possession 3 minutes into this game. Schultz-Becker pulls up just outside the lane, rims in. 5-0 Athens. Now they'll come out in some full court pressure. Jordan Sikora to Cale Holm. Holm skips it right to the middle of the field to Carson Galvez. Throws to Miles Flanagan. Flanagan back to Cale Holm. Holm driving baseline. Double kick out to Flanagan. Carson Galvez left of the circle. Sikora right side. Sikora working off a bit of a screen from Galvez. Up top, Miles Flanagan. Flanagan finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline, and he's doubled and fouled. Will reach in there from Riley Schultz-Becker. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality, shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders, White City Glass. Inbound pass stolen away, but then lost out of bounds, staying here as Ty Johnson pulled it away from Miles Flanagan, but then bobbled it and lost it out of bounds along the baseline.
Cooper had Miles for just a second on an inbound play there, but the ball was tipped.
Mittermeier will inbound two of the blocks, two of the elbows for McDonald. Sikora, right wing. And Max trailing 5-0 to Athens here early going. They started a little slow against Ladysmith. Cooper Mittermeier trying to get things going. Hits back rim on a left wing three, knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Miles Flanagan of McDonald. They might get him with an over the back. And Max had three in double figures last night, 16 from Sikora, 12 from Galvez, 11 from Cooper Mittermeier. Still looking to crack the goose egg off the scoreboard with 3:45 gone already in this game against Athens. Schultz-Becker across the timeline. Gets it back on the right wing against Mittermeier. Schultz-Becker kicks it back out for a deep three, and that one rims in and out, and a foul down low as Freeman tangles up with Carson Galvez.
Yeah, there's a big boy down there in the middle.
That was Cher on the miss from the right wing. Team's first foul, his first. 5-0 our score in favor of Athens. Cale Holm to Jordan Sikora. Sikora finds Cooper Mittermeier left wing. And Coach Adam Schilling celebrating a birthday here and would love to get a win as a birthday present from his boys. Cooper Mittermeier trying to get the Schneid off the scoreboard for McDonald. Misses the three and a collision in the lane. And that foul going against the Max. Their second.
Yeah, we're going to put that one on Jordan.
Jordan Sikora, his first. Again, the team's second. 13:37 to play. McDonald trailing 5-0 here in the first half. Cooper Mittermeier knocks it away from Schultz-Becker. Right into the arms of Scher and back to Schultz-Becker, the sophomore. Kick out right side. Schultz-Becker against Cooper Mittermeier. Shrugs him off. Kick out for Johnson. Three ball straight on. Hits the front of the rim and clanks off. Jordan Sikora now with a head of steam down the middle of the floor. Finds Cale Holm left corner. Holm thinks better of a three. Goes back out to Sikora. Carson Galvez right wing. Cooper Mittermeier looking down into the post. Nothing there. Miles Flanagan finds Holm. Gives him a screen. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier outside the arc. Mittermeier working a left-handed dribble to Cale Holm. Good defense by Athens so far. Cale Holm penetrating into the lane. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Wide open corner pocket. Three.
Oh, that popped in
and out. Oh, it was spinning around the rim and somehow went back out.
That would have got us on the board.
Schultz-Becker in the lane. Pulls up from 10 feet and scores. Riley Schultz-Becker makes it 7-0 Athens. Miles Flanagan at midcourt. McDonald breaking pressure. Flanagan one dribble. Finds Cooper Mittermeier left wing. Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Sikora head fake. Thinks better of a three. Kick out Cale Holm. Holm will take a three straight on. Back rim no. And the Max still cannot get the lid off the basket here. Ty Johnson throws it right off of one of his fellow Blue Jays. And Jordan Sikora takes the rebound from Scher. Long bounce pass. Kick over to Carson Galvez. Galvez getting by two defenders, and McDonald's on the scoreboard. 7-2. Let's see if that opens things up for the Max boys. A three from their big fella left corner, and that's good for Braden Freeman.
And I was
that's
watching him in warm-ups, and he wasn't afraid to shoot that ball.
He's been shooting 50% on 12 attempts, 6 of 12 coming into this game. 10-2. McDonald trails by 8. Already a couple triples for this Athens team that hits about 10 per game. McDonald's had some good looks. Hasn't been able to get him to fall. Mittermeier down to Flanagan. Flanagan up with the left hand and scores.
Nice pass by Cooper.
Flanagan didn't score that last game, but did a lot of great yeoman's work in the paint. That time gets rewarded. Freeman down low, lost the handle. Taken away by Galvez. Galvez finds Jordan Sikora. McDonald down two full possessions, 10-4, 11-11 to play here in the first half. Sikora finds Flanagan. Flanagan has it poked away from him for a moment. Retrieves back to Galvez. Cale Holm, right corner. Looking into the post to Galvez. Nothing there right now. Goes back to Cooper Mittermeier. Mason Bussey's going to come in along with Grant Smiski in a few moments. Bounce pass, left block extended. Flanagan finds Holm. Holm will kick it out. Carson Galvez right at the circle. 4-3. There it is for McDonald. Galvez has 5, and that was a 3-ball McDonald sorely needed. They're back within 3, 10-7, and we just got a 5-second call on Athens. And a turnover to the Max. Honestly, that seemed like a fairly quick 5 seconds.
But the coach is, Coach Rathens doesn't seem that disappointed. He's more disappointed that his player didn't get the ball in.
Well, 6'4", sophomore center Mason Bussey comes into the game, number 50. Also, Grant Smiski, number 1, 5'10", junior guard. Inbounds to Smiski. Smiski finds Cooper Mittermeier in the left corner. Back out to Smiski with 10:35 to go. McDonald trailing 10-7. Down on a 5-0 run here. Smiski left corner against Freeman. Back down into the corner. Cooper Mittermeier opposite side. Finds Smiski right at the circle. Working against Scher. Cale Holm against Schultz-Becker. Holm driving along the baseline. Wraparound bounce pass out to Grant Smisky. Smisky threw some contact. Muscles went up for two.
Thought he was going to unload a three there, but we'll take that two.
1 point game, 10-9. McDonald trails by one. Schultz Becker throws it over far side. Back to Schultz Becker. He'll take a deep three left of the circle. That's good. Goodness gracious. Riley Schultz Becker has 7 points. As expected, this Blue Jays team can shoot 13-9. Carson Galvez, right wing, outside the arc, back to Grant Smisky up top. Leaves it for Cale Holm. Cooper Mittermeier, left side. He's against Dax Diethelm, freshman. Again, Coach Jeremy Penny said they're pretty confident going 8-9 deep. Carson Galvez, left wing, gets by a couple defenders, hangs in the air, can't hit, but he will go to the line. Nick Pittman also out there for Athens. Carson Galvez with 21 free throw attempts, a team high. Coming into this game, he has a team high 5 points as well. And we'll go to the line shooting two. His max trailing by four, 13-9 with 9:26 to play. First free throw is good for Galvez. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the max.
Penny Siegenthaler just entered the game.
And second free throw is good for Carson Galvez. Siegenthaler, 6 foot junior forward, number 5. 13-11, as close as McDonald's been since the beginning. Mason Bussey pops a pass in the air and then gobbles it up. Smisky with the ball now on the left wing. Up top, Carson Galvez thinks better of a three. Kick out, Grant Smisky. Open look at a three, left corner. That one a little bit too strong. Siegenthaler battling for the rebound down low and stumbling a bit. Dax Diethelm, the freshman, but able to safely get it across the timeline with Athens. 13-11, halfway through the first half. Losing on the way to the hoop is Schultz Becker. Push ahead. Siegenthaler down the lane, up with the left hand, high off the window. No Bussey offensive rebound, no too strong. And pulled down by Athens. Knocking it loose down low is Siegenthaler, but we will have a foul.
They got Ben on that one.
Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. 13-11, our score. Athens with the lead. Cooper Mittermeier pulls down an errant pass. Leaves it for Carson Galvez, left wing. Galvez in transition, back out to Mittermeier. Mittermeier. Kick to Grant Smisky. Smisky driving into the lane to Ben Siegenthaler. Open look at a three. Left corner pocket. A little bit too strong.
Good look.
Diethelm with the rebound. Again, McDonald's had a lot of good looks.
Yes.
And just one three has gone in so far. Diethelm kick out, and that's a wide open look. Hits off the side of the bracket for the Blue Jays, but they get an offensive rebound out to Andy Scheer. I believe that was Nick Pittman on the miss from that three. Left elbow kick to Schultz Becker. He'll pull up from the foul line and somehow rattles it through on a heavily contested shot. Schultz Becker, goodness, has 9 points. It's a 4-point lead. And the sophomore is cooking early on. Carson Galvez.
He's got a good shot.
Another sophomore leads the way for McDonald. They trail 15-11. Cooper Mittermeier, the junior, between a couple defenders. Euro up with the right hand and a smooth finish for Cooper Mittermeier in his first bucket.
Took it right to the paint.
Kind of hung up in the lane there, and a nice job weaving his way through some contact. 15-13, McDonald down two. Schultz Becker in the lane, pulls up from 10 feet. Got another one. 11 points for Riley Schultz Becker. He averages 12 and a half. 17-13.
But maybe he's done then.
That would be nice. Siegenthaler finds a cutting. Bussey gathers himself and scores, crashing to the hoop.
Can't miss him.
17-15. 7 minutes to go. McDonald trailing two. Kick out left side. That's Pittman. Pittman driving into the lane. He'll leave it back out for Dax Diethelm, the freshman. Pittman on the right side now. Braden Krause. He'll try a long three and banks it in. Goodness. Brandon Krause, rather, the sophomore.
Timeout.
And a timeout taken as McDonald trails by five. The hot shooting Athens Blue Jays. We're back in 30 seconds on WOGO Sports. Customers, advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet, Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
And a foul of open arm for Katie.
Cards get it, here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored! Gus Storff! Found it all
company.
Advertise in Wogo's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Remaining in this first half, McDonald in the finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic trails by 5 to the Athens Blue Jays, who've knocked in 4 3-pointers already in this game. 6:36 to go. Max with the basketball, moving left to right. Grant Smisky, Ben Siegenthaler, Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, and Mason Bussey on the floor for Coach Adam Schilling. Left side, Siegenthaler outside the arc in the corner, puts on the floor with the right hand, kick out to Jordan Sikora, big head fake in that right corner, looking to the post, Bussey working hard down there. A couple subs will be coming in next juncture for McDonald. Good ball fake in the lane and a nice teardrop finish for Grant Smisky. He has 4 points. So he got his man in the air, pulls McDonald within one possession, down 20-17 as we're at the two-thirds mark of the first half. Krause. To Schultz-Becker, he'll pull up from 18, wow. Feeling it. Goodness gracious.
Long two.
Riley Schultz-Becker is getting everything he wants. 5-point game again, 22-17. Unofficially 13 points for Schultz-Becker, the sophomore. Pass dribbles out to Jordan Sikora. Wide open, looking at a three right corner. Still won't go down. Siegenthaler creating a little chaos with Ty Johnson, but Johnson able to pull it down and give it to the hot hand, Schultz-Becker. Riley Schultz-Becker pulls up, kick back out to Johnson. He's got a wide open look at a three off the front of the rim. Out to Grant Smisky. Smisky to Sikora. Sikora one on two. Kick it out to Smisky in the left corner. Grant Smisky back to Sikora in that right corner. Pulls it back out to Cooper Mittermeier with 5:10 to play. Tightly contested first half. Pass knocked away, but Siegenthaler helpfully retrieves on the logo at midcourt. Sikora goes into his drive and pulls up, and he's going to get called for an offensive foul. A little forearm shrug off there of his defender. Team's fourth foul. And the first on Sikora. Carson Galvez will come in. Miles Flanagan, Cale Holm. Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Sikora stay in. Smisky, Bussey, and Siegenthaler played some good minutes. They'll get a breather here. Under 5 to go. 5-point game, 22-17 Athens. Schultz-Becker kick out, another wide open look at a three. That one clanks off the side of the iron. No good for Dax Deedham. Cale Holm walked with the basketball. Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Stop by their office in Chippewa Falls, call 723-9490 or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Kick to the right side, the big fella Freeman trying to hit another three. No good, too long on that one. Galvez pulls down another rebound. Cale Holm jogs across the midstripe with 4:18 to go. McDonald trailing 22-17. Shooting percentage has not quite been what they would hope. Sikora left wing. Finds Cale Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. In the right corner, Mittermeier, a couple jab steps, working his way into the lane with a left-handed dribble, tries to slide a bounce pass, and he does. Beautiful dime drop, threading the needle to Miles Flanagan, up and in with the left hand.
I don't know how Miles got that pass, but he picked it up.
22-19, McDonald down three. Quick three from Ty Johnson is good from the left corner. 5 made triples for Athens. They're back up 2 full possessions, 25-19. McDonald's made just 1 3 so far despite some clean looks. Right now just trying to white knuckle it, hang in as Athens has come out shooting hot. Sikora into the lane, and he goes down hard. Foul probably on Deedhelm.
Yep. I think it went on Fram. I'm guessing. Yep.
Team's fourth foul and the second on Braden Freeman. Sikora's free throw rims out. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. To make it a 5-point game, Sikora's second free throw is perfect. That's his first point here tonight. 25-20, McDonald down 5. Athens with the basketball. Schultz-Becker goes left side to Johnson, who just hit that three. Pittman drives into the lane. Kick out. Another wide open look at a three for Athens. That one an air ball. Badly missed by Brandon Krause. Sikora right side. Long cross-court skip pass. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier driving baseline, runs into trouble there and lost the basketball. And a whistle and a foul on Miles Flanagan. Exactly 3 minutes on the clock in a five-point game, 25-20. Again, when Athens has missed, if you're McDonald, you really want to capitalize on those possessions.
Yes.
Schultz-Becker trying to work out of a double team, and a quick blocking foul called in the backcourt against Cooper Mittermeier. That's the team's sixth, so bonus the final 254, just the first on Cooper. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Athens on the run. Right side is Andy Scheer. Up top, Schultz-Becker has 13 points, 13 of their 25. Ty Johnson, flip out to Diethelm. Leaves it for Pittman on the left side. Puts it on the floor with the right hand. Down the right side of the lane. Diethelm in the right corner, matched up against Miles Flanagan. 2.5 minutes to go. Back out to Schultz-Becker. He's their ball handler, the sophomore. Also their shooter, their scorer here tonight. Schultz-Becker to Johnson. Works to Pittman with 2:24 to go. 5-point game. McDonald can't foul or they'll send Athens to the line. Blue Jays know that as they're being very patient on this possession.
Just a good man-to-man defense here.
Scheer up top to Schultz-Becker. Puts it on the floor with the left hand. Runner high off the glass.
And goodness.
He has 15 points. And a quick stoppage for just a delay of game warning on Athens. Somebody, I don't know, maybe slapped the ball or something.
I think it was Schultz-Becker after he made the basket when it came down. He threw it against the wall or just kind of, inadvertently just tapping it to the out of bounds, but he did it a little forcefully.
27-20. Nice seal on Carson Galvez, sealing off his man and found by Sikora. 27-22, back to a 5-point game. Diethelm shuffled a little bit. Gets it back on the left side from Ty Johnson. Diethelm, the freshman, with a minute 39 to go in a 5-point game. Diethelm picks up his dribble, looking for help, finds Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker is triple-teamed. He'll flip it down along the baseline, and a shot erased. Knocked out of bounds by Carson Galvez. No easy buckets in my house, says the sophomore. 90 seconds to play. Athens will inbound underneath. Go to Diethelm. He tries to give it right back to Schultz-Becker. The ball was slapped free for a moment. Schultz-Becker, another runner. That one off the back of the bracket. No. Rebound to Miles Flanagan. The senior's going to push it across the timeline. Flanagan shoots it over Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts it on the floor with the left hand. Slithering into the lane. Had it knocked away from him. Lost it in the paint. It's still loose. Flanagan diving for it. He'll pull it out. Did he get a timeout? Not sure. No.
I don't
held
think
ball.
So.
Possession to Athens.
Yeah. Nobody really had possession there to call a timeout.
Well, don't let a lingering sports injury or any injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open at Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Down low, getting by Flanagan is Andy Scheer for his first basket. He's their leading scorer coming into this game. 15 points per game, and that's his first bucket. Athens has been shooting so well, 29-22, 1 point below their largest advantage of the game. McDonald trying to answer with 41 seconds to play. Trailing by seven. Cale Holm up top to Sikora. Sikora head fake into the lane, hangs high off the glass. No rebound, batted out. Flanagan pulls it down to Cale Holm. Holm with a ball fake. Works it back out to Sikora with 27 seconds to play. Cooper Mittermeier driving baseline. Mittermeier out to Cale Holm. He'll step into a three. Left wing, book it. That's one McDonald sorely needed. Cale Holm, his first basket is a triple. It's a four-point game, 29-25. Schultz-Becker has the ball. I'm not sure if he's going to give it up here with 10 seconds left. Can he get one more basket in an incredibly hot shooting first half? Schultz-Becker driving down the right side of the lane. High off the glass. No, Flanagan pulls down the rebound. It's loose. He'll push it ahead near midcourt. And we will end the half in a four-point entertaining game, 29-25. The Athens Blue Jays lead your McDonald Max boys. We're going to step out and be back in 3.5 minutes. We'll have first half highlights, analysis, stats, and Mark Maloney's military shout-outs as well. That's all in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyson Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyson Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyson Ford.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency. And we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Time here in Chippewa Falls, McDonald trailing by four to the Athens Blue Jays, 29-25. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dan Anderson of the Wogo home base in Halley, our producer tonight. Val Knobloch running Max TV. We'll look at the stats in a moment, but again, we kind of knew this Athens Blue Jays team was a dangerous shooting team, and that combined with McDonald's maybe uncharacteristic poor shooting from downtown especially has led to this four-point deficit here.
Yes, again, Schultz-Becker has over half their points at 15 out of the 29, and he's shooting the lights out. And, hopefully we can slow him down in the second half and then open some up here. You know, McDonald boys are doing fairly decent. Yeah, we're not hitting the threes. I think we've only made, we got two so far. Kale hit one and Carson hit one. But we put up enough, and so has Athens. They put up enough, too. They're not afraid to let it go. So, again, you know, the old adage is live and die by the three-pointer. So we'll see what happens when we come out here in the second half. Tighten up the defense. I like the fact that, again, he went to man-to-man defense, kind of slowed them down a little bit, and I think that might help in the second half.
One of the encouraging things for McDonald is seven different players have scored already, five for Athens. As you mentioned, a game-high 15 points for the talented sophomore Riley Schultz-Becker, 15 of their 29. Then six for Ty Johnson, three apiece for Brandon Krause and Braden Freeman, and two for Andy Scher. They have hit 5 3-pointers in the first half. McDonald's led by Carson Galvez, the sophomore, with 9, 4 apiece for Grant Smisky and Miles Flanagan, 3 for Cale Holm, 2 for Cooper Mittermeier, 2 for Mason Bussey, and 1 for Jordan Sikora. Our halftime highlights, let's hear how the first half sounded in this 4-point game in the finale of the Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Already a couple triples for this Athens team that hits about 10 per game. McDonald's had some good looks, hasn't been able to get them to fall. Mittermeier down to Flanagan, Flanagan up with the left hand and scores.
Nice pass by Cooper.
Right now goes back to Cooper Mittermeier. Mason Bussey's going to come in along with Grant Smisky in a few moments. Bounce pass, left block extended. Flanagan finds Holm. Holm will kick it out. Carson Galvez right in the circle. 4-3. There it is for McDonald. Here. Cale Holm against Schultz-Becker. Holm driving along the baseline. Wraparound bounce pass out to Grant Smisky. Smisky threw some contact. Muscles one up for two. Carson Galvez.
He's got a good shot.
Another sophomore leads the way for McDonald. They trail 15-11. Cooper Mittermeier, the junior, between a couple defenders. Ural up with the right hand and a smooth finish for Cooper Mittermeier in his first bucket. 17-13.
But maybe he's done then.
That would be nice. Siegenthaler finds a cutting. Bussey gathers himself and scores, crashing to the hoop. Left wing. Finds Cale Holm to Cooper Mittermeier. In the right corner, Mittermeier, a couple jab steps, working his way into the lane with a left-handed dribble, tries to slide a bounce pass, and he does. Beautiful dime drop, threading the needle to Miles Flanagan, up and in with the left hand.
I don't know how Miles got that pass, but he picked it up.
Minute 39 to go in a 5-point game. Diethelm picks up his dribble, looking for help, finds Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker is triple-teamed. He'll flip it down along the baseline, and a shot erased. Knocked out of bounds by Carson Galvez. No easy buckets in my house, says the sophomore. Pulls it down to Cale Holm. Holm with a ball fake. Works it back out to score with 27 seconds to play. Cooper Mittermeier driving baseline. Mittermeier out to Cale Holm. He'll step into a three. Left wing, book it. That's one McDonald sorely needed. That's how the first half sounded as McDonald trails 29-25. Halftime here at Stephen Deb Raisler Gymnasium, McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls. Back in 60 seconds with Mark Maloney's final military shoutouts of 2023.
Last 4 decades, Post Glass and Mirror has stood by their community for commercial, home, and auto glass. And this community has stood by them as well. Post Glass and Mirror is truly thankful for every opportunity to serve you. From that fogged window or chip in your windshield to custom store fronts and shower doors, no business can exist without customers. And at Post Glass and Mirror, they're beyond grateful for each and every one of you. So from Dan, Derek, and the Post Glass and Mirror family, thank you and warmest wishes for the Christmas season and the new year to come.
Thousands of customers have earned over $20 million in interest since 2011 with Nicolet Bank. Are you ready to be one of them? Nicolet Bank is the home of real rewards checking, earning up to 3.00% annual percentage yield. Experience better checking with real rewards and choose a banking partner who is committed to the concept of shared success then and now. See terms and apply at nicoletbank.com or talk to your banker today. Nicolet Bank, real people, real conversations. Member FDIC.
It's our halftime tradition for the final time here in 2023. It is time for Mark Maloney's military shout-out, so please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. We'll start down here at in our list. Mason Gadel, a 2022 Chi-Hi grad with the Merchant Marines. Matt Pulver out at Offutt Air Force Base, Nebraska, flying reconnaissance RC-135s. Marshall Lone Tree Burgess, a Chi-Hi grad in the Air Force out at Hill Air Force Base. Ellie Eckes, a McDonnell grad in the Army National Guard. Noah Stewart, a Chi-Hi grad currently stationed at Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Wayne Trimble is a 1996 McDonnell grad at Fort McCoy with the Wisconsin Army National Guard. He's getting ready to retire soonly. Brandon Anderson from Colfax, active duty Navy. John Hayton from Colfax in the Army Guard out of Spooner. Jordan Chartrand in the Army stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina. Austin Tallison, also looking at his retirement coming up in 2024. He's with the Marine Corps Reserves out of Great Lakes, Illinois. Carter Billen, currently in San Diego, working in the Navy Brig as a security officer. Kristen Levesser Davis is with the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Sarah Pass and Bovies with the 133rd Civil Engineers with the Minnesota Air Force National Guard. Greg Hovland, a Colfax grad at Scott Air Force Base, Illinois. Kyle and Nicole Leadholm over at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan. They're both Chi-Hi grads. Joy Kubishik, another Chi-Hi grad at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico. Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Glenn Maloney at McGuire Air Force Base. And just to keep the honor going with Denny Laramie, Denny always kidded me about, not kidding me, but he always gave me some kudos there. I'm an Air Force veteran, and Denny was an Air Force veteran.
Yes.
He was a training instructor. They called them TIs back in the day, and he had so many stories about when he was a TI down at Lackland Air Force Base, which is the basic training facilities for all Air Force. And, boy, I don't know, the way that guy barked. You would listen every time he barked. So, again, thank you for a great 2023, all of our military veterans out there, and please be safe in 2024.
29-25 is our score as McDonald will start the second half with the basketball. Original starting five, Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, Carson Galvez, Cale Holm, and Miles Flanagan. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you here on WOGO Sports Radio and Max TV. Jordan Sikora driving down the right side of the line, leans in for a right-handed runner. No. Rebound knocked out by Flanagan to Galvez. Galvez gets it back from Cale Holm. Leaves it for Cale. McDonald trailing by two possessions, 29-25. Very early on here in the second half. Love to get a bucket here in their first possession. Cale Holm will try to do just that with a three. Hit the back rim. That looked online, so a little bit too strong. 40 seconds gone by. Riley Schultz-Becker had the hot hand in the first half with 15 points. Driving in hard, Ryan Peel for his first basket. The 5'9 senior guard. No one picked him up.
Nobody picked him up.
31-25 Athens. Almost a minute into the second half. Cale Holm, right wing. McDonald's Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner out to Carson Galvez. Flanagan straight on. Kicks out to Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm puts on the floor the left hand. Hesitation dribble. Sikora out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Galvez. Galvez left of the circle for three.
Book it.
And that's the possession McDonald needed. Carson Galvez into double digits. Once again, he has 12 points. After scoring a game-high.
Miles picked his pocket.
Flanagan with a steal to Cooper Mittermeier. Right back to Flanagan. Flanagan lost the hold of it and couldn't quite save it along the baseline. And Miles working hard to jar that one loose. At Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry proud to support Chi-High and McDonald Athletics. Three-point game, 31-28.
We could have used that possession.
Miles Flanagan. Jordan Sikora doubling Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker just inside the left elbow. Almost took an extra step there. Drops it down to Scher and gives it back. Schultz-Becker right block extended. Lost it maybe off of his calf or heel. He'll get it back between the wheels. Puts his head down. Flips it out right side to the big fella for three. That one pops in and out. Long rebound. And Sikora pulls it down after it goes through a few different hands. Freeman is one for three from three-point range. But again, he shoots 50% from downtown. Number 45, 31-28, McDonald chance to tie or come within one on this possession. Cale Holm will go for the tie. Oh. That's a little bit too strong from the left wing. Again, they've been good looks.
They have been
for
very
McDonald.
Good.
They shoot a lot of threes. They make a lot of threes. But so far, it's been Athens who's been more prolific from outside the arc tonight. Speaking of Freeman, he crashes to the hoop, and nice English as his shot hung on the front of the rim and then drops through. Braden Freeman with 5 points, and it's a five-point lead again for Athens, 33-28. Sikora driving against Scher out to Flanagan. Flanagan spins over to Cooper Mittermeier, working off a screen from Flanagan. Cooper drops it to Flanagan. Flanagan, kick out Sikora, wide open for three in front of his own bench. Back rim, no. Flanagan tracks down the offensive rebound. Back out to Sikora from Cooper Mittermeier. Carson Galvez, left wing to Holm. Back to Galvez. Galvez bodying up and a blocking foul called. As he goes down to the left block, and Ty Johnson was backpedaling and goes spilling to the deck. That's the first foul on either team here in the second half, and the first on Ty Johnson. Two of the blocks, two of the elbows as Cooper Mittermeier will trigger into Cale Holm. He'll try a three from the left corner. That one too strong. Another offensive rebound for Flanagan. Flanagan to Galvez. Galvez just outside the right block. Back out to Flanagan. Sikora now finds Mittermeier. Cale Holm. He'll try another three left corner. And that one still won't go down. Goodness. Again, they're good looks, and they're just a little bit too strong. Now Schultz Becker down the lane. Runner is good for his first points of the second half. He has 17, and it's a 7-point lead for Athens.
Yeah, we need to convert on some of those.
And the second chance opportunities that Flanagan's providing. Carson Galvez will try a three from that same corner. Money. Left corner is good for Galvez. Pulls McDonald back within four, 35-31. Carson now sitting at 15 points. Just one bucket behind Schultz Becker for the game high. Sherry leaves it for Ty Johnson. Johnson curling at the right elbow. Jumper off the mark. Rebound Flanagan again. Galvez pushes across the timeline. Tipped pass. Sakura able to retrieve it in front of his own bench. Cale Holm drops it down to Galvez. Galvez lost the ball. It's knocked away from him, jarred loose, and Johnson ends up with it. Push ahead, and Galvez steps in front of a pass, knocks it into the Athens bench. Where Scala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to find out more or apply online at wheresgala.com. Where's Scala Plumbing and Heating. 35-31, McDonald down four. 13:48 to go. Schultz Becker just inside the arc, lost it for a moment. Resets his dribble. Sakura poked it away for a moment, but right back to Freeman on the right wing. Flanagan right in his face. Freeman driving in. Looks like he took an extra step, but they're going to get Miles with a foul first.
Miles third.
Again, it's time to call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel you've been putting off. Do it now. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or maybe a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without and had company over the holidays and realize we need to get that done. Call Where's Gala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, or wheresgala.com. Shot knocked away. I think Sakura got a piece of that. Holm ended up with it. Carson Galvez driving baseline. Beautiful touch high off the window as he avoids the charge with an athletic move in the air. Galvez with 17. Two-point game.
We just got to convert here.
35-33. Share up top. Leaves it for Ryan Peel. Schultz Becker working off a screen for Freeman, who rolls to the basket, but they didn't see him. Back out to Freeman. He'll try a deep three right side. That one too strong. Holm eyes the rebound and pulls it down. McDonald a chance to tie or take the lead. Carson Galvez back out to Holm. Rotates to Sakura to Cooper Mittermeier right corner against Peel. Jab step on him. Off a screen from Galvez. Cooper Mittermeier spins it back out to Carson Galvez for the lead. Triple doesn't go down. Cooper Mittermeier had the loose ball for a moment, and it's knocked off of Athens out of bounds off of Freeman. How about Cooper Mittermeier just wrestling for it down low?
Smallest guy out there, and he was in the giant land there because there were some pretty tall boys there. But Cooper was able to put a hand on it.
Battling with the bigs. And Miles Flanagan still out there playing with the three fouls. Inbounds to Flanagan, to Cale Holm, out to Jordan Sakura, Carson Galvez out there as well. He'll take the shot in the left corner again for the lead. Yes! 20 on the night for Carson Galvez, his fourth triple, and McDonald has their first lead, 36-35.
Give him the ball, too. He's hot.
Schultz Becker up top. Leaves it left side for Scher. Ty Johnson, excuse me, up top to Schultz Becker. Grant Smiski's going to come in at the next stoppage. Share against Carson Galvez. Right side, Ty Johnson. Contested three popped in and out. Offensive rebound pulled down by Athens. Flanagan ties him up, and possession will go to McDonald. With exactly 12 minutes remaining, one-third of the way through the second half. Good to have you with us here on WOGO Sports Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. And I think maybe the possession arrow was wrong. Yeah. So it will be Athens basketball. As Flanagan now will take a seat with those three fouls. So Sakura, Galvez, Mittermeier, Holm, and Smiski, the five on the floor for head coach Adam Schilling. Inbounds to Scher. He'll drop it down inside. Scher has his shot changed by Carson Galvez. Otherwise, that was a point-blank layup. Sakura over to Galvez. Again, he has the hot hand right now. Yep. McDonald leads 36-35. They'd love to stretch this to a couple possessions. Have not led in this game until right now. Cale Holm for three left at the circle. Popped in and out. Grant Smiski ties up Schultz Becker, and this time the arrow does point to McDonald. Great work, great hustle by Smiski. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter, Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality. Always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner off the inbound. Mittermeier comes to a jump stop. Kick out Jordan Sakura to Carson Galvez. He's got the hot hand for another three. Yes!
Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23, and the McDonald lead is 4, 39-35.
You know they're going to look for him.
Schultz-Becker up top to Ty Johnson. Johnson bodied up, lost the handle for a moment. Now he's doubled. He'll kick out over to Dax Diethelm, the freshman. Pittman now on the left wing. Back to Diethelm against Grant Smiski. Is it for Cher? Cher against Carson Galvez. Back out to Pittman. Deep three straight on. Clanks off the front of the rim. Offensive rebound. Cher off the glass and good. Nice bucket there for Andy Cher.
30-second
timeout. Timeout taken with a two-point game. 39-37 McDonald. 10:52 to play. We are back in half a minute on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
There are a lot of things in your home that can make the holidays not so happy.
Help. Hello?
Mom, why is it so cold in here?
But don't panic. Call Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating at 839-0707 or wurzgala.com. Day or night, Wurzgala is here for you and your family. Wishing you a joyful holiday season. Your friends at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating.
McDonald Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Dan Anderson, our producer at the WOGO Studios in Halley, Val Knobloch, and the Max TV live stream crew. If you'd like to watch and listen to tonight's game, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local sports. Northwestern Bank. Pass knocked out of bounds by Pittman of Athens. Coming off the timeout by Coach Jeremy Penny, McDonald had their largest lead, which was 4 points, 39-35. Athens with a bucket. It's 39-37 right now. Grant Smiski up top. Use it for Sakura, far side of the floor. To Cale Holm. Again, one of these shots is going to go down for Cale soon.
Yes.
As he has just been robbed on about a half dozen threes. Grant Smiski, pass knocked out of bounds. Quick hands there by Dax Diethelm, the freshman. McDonald will inbound along the baseline. Carson Galvez, his previous high was 15 points. He has 23 tonight. Inbounds pass stolen away by Johnson. Johnson comes to a jump stop. They'll kick out right side. Good look at a three for Diethelm. That one in and out. Offensive rebound, Schultz-Becker. It's loose now on the floor, though. Diving for it. A couple McDonald players. Possession error on the tie-up. We'll go back to Athens. Whether you're a contractor, business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Give them a call at 715-723-2977, 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Schultz-Becker out to Diethelm. Back to Schultz-Becker in the left wing. 39-37. Oh, my goodness. Schultz-Becker shot a pass to a wide-open Andy Cher. I'm not sure who was on him, but Cher had no one within 10 feet of him as he cruised to the basket and tied the game at 39. Cale Holm, left corner. Out to Grant Smiski. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier at the right block, extended out to Carson Galvez. Galvez comes to a jump stop, can't get the shot to fall, gets his own rebound, goes up strong, and is fouled by Ty Johnson. Just the third whistle of the second half. Carson Galvez will go to the line, shooting two.
Second foul on Schultz-Becker.
If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror, quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass, Carson Galvez, free throw, rims out. 9:32 to play. Again, a chance to break the tie here. Galvez will take that deep breath, go back to the line. Second free throw is short. Cale Holm fighting for the rebound, not able to take it. So we stay deadlocked at 39-39 with 9:26 and counting to go here in a tightly contested finale. Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Mason Bussey about to come back in. Diethelm, the freshman, guarded by Grant Smiski, just ripped the ball away, then tied him up. Possession going back to McDonald.
Good hustle there by Grant.
Quality propane and fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. So Mason Bussey out there along with Grant Smiski, Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, and Carson Galvez. Almost to the halfway point of the second half, tied at 39. Smiski out to Bussey. Kick out Cooper Mittermeier, working off a screen from Bussey. Looks at him in the post and slides a bounce pass to Bussey as a couple players hit the deck. Bussey goes up strong, can't get it to fall. Schultz-Becker with the rebound. Schultz-Becker across the timeline, pulls it up at the foul line, lost it, and it's pulled away by Grant Smiski. Smiski push ahead, and that's knocked away by Scher. Scher trying to save it, and he will to Schultz-Becker. Athletic plays on both ends there as Cooper Mittermeier tries to go for the steal and goes through the body of Ty Johnson. That's just the second foul on McDonald and the second on Cooper Mittermeier with 8:39 to play. Pretty clean second half here.
They have done a real good job controlling the basketball on both ends.
Johnson will inbound, throws in the backcourt to the sophomore, Schultz-Becker. Ollie Schultz-Becker, number three, against Jordan Sikora. The high post, Freeman. Freeman at the left elbow. Out to Scher. Scher for three, rims in and out. Offensive rebound pulled in. And do we have another tie-up?
Nope.
Or a foul?
Foul on Mason.
Mason Bussett, team's third. A bit better position there for Brandon Freeman, the junior. Two of the blocks, two at the elbows. Schultz-Becker will inbound to Scher. Left corner, Carson Galvez goes to nose with him. Out to Diethelm. Ty Johnson now bodied up. Picks up his dribble, looking for help. Finds it on the left side. Back to Ty Johnson. He'll take a three, no hesitation. Far side of the rim, no. Carson Galvez powers down the rebound. Finds Grant Smiski. Smiski races across the logo to Cooper Mittermeier. In transition, 4-3. Popped in and out. 39 apiece. Now Ty Johnson down the lane. He's fouled by Carson Galvez to prevent a layup. And Johnson will get two chances to break this tie. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Halley anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Johnson first free throw is good. 40-39. Athens retakes the lead. Ty Johnson, his first points in the second half. He had two threes in the first half. 7:57 to go. Second free throw is good as well. They shoot 58% from the foul line, but those two look good. Two-point game. McDonald trailing after going ahead by four. They trailed for most of this contest. Cooper Mittermeier up top. He'll step into another three. Finds the range from the right wing. And the lead back to McDonald as Cooper Mittermeier knocks home his first triple. And it's 42-41 the max.
Need somebody to get hot out there.
7.5 minutes to go in this one. Schultz-Becker picks it up, straddling the three-point arc left wing. And
travel.
Just falling to the ground for no apparent reason. Ty Johnson just kind of lost his balance, and he's kind of rolling his eyes there. I'm not sure if maybe an ankle turned or if he just had the chair pulled out from under him by Cooper Mittermeier. But either way, it's McDonald basketball with a one-point lead. 7:20 to go as Mittermeier jogs across the Bulldog logo at midcourt. Sikora right wing. Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier passes up a three this time to Carson Galvez. Back to Sikora. Sikora right side feed for Smiski in front of his own bench. Drops it down to the post. Beautiful seal by Mason Busses. He turns and scores from low on the right.
A big guy down there. Had his guy pinned and just put it in for a nice layup.
Find your big, Grant Smiski. Follow that mantra, Mason Bussey, great work down in the post. Schultz-Becker pulls up from the foul line, brings it off the back rim. He tried to swat it away from Bussey, no call, and Schultz-Becker still working hard, knocks it out of bounds. With 6:46 left to play. McDonald leading by three, and a chance for more here.
Yes, we need this one.
Cooper Mittermeier, far side of the floor, will jog it across the midstripe to Carson Galvez. Galvez hands off to Jordan Sikora. Grant Smiski, head fake, driving into the lane just outside the paint, and a travel called on Grant.
Drugger's pivot foot.
6:34 to go. Again, McDonald, when they've gained the advantage, has just not been able to pull away. Athens has led by as many as eight in the first half. Now trails by three, 44-41. Great battle here in this finale of the tournament. Diethelm, the freshman, gets by Mittermeier down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. And it's the first bucket for the freshman, the six-footer Dax Diethelm. His older sister, Danica, played in the earlier game. Jordan Sikora between a couple defenders. Kick out Carson Galvez. Wide open for three. Left corner. His sixth of the night.
Still hot.
Carson Galvez with 26 points. McDonald back to their largest lead, 47-43. Under six to go. Krause, right wing against Smiski. Smiski trying to poke it away from him. Left side, Scher. Scher against Galvez. Four-point game. Scher fumbles it off to Schultz-Becker. Back out to Scher. He'll loft a three. That's well short. Rebound pulled down by Grant Smiski on the air ball. Smiski going behind his back, crossing over at midcourt. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier. Back out to Grant Smiski right at the circle. 5:26 to go. McDonald leads 47-43. Smiski off the screen from Galvez. Finds Mason Bussey to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts the shoulder down. Runner right over the top of a leaping six-footer. Largest lead for McDonald, 49-43. Mittermeier has 7.
5 minutes coming up on.
Share up top. Under 5 minutes to play now.
And
a whistle and a foul on Smiski.
Yeah.
Ryan Beyer on that call, far side of the floor. Mason Bussey will get a hand from his bench as he will check out. Flanagan back in, and a full timeout taken. We are back in 60 seconds. Entertaining basketball here in Chippewa Falls. We're back in a minute on WOGO Sports. Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane. Followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet. Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
And a foul of Hooping Horn for Katie.
Cards get it. Here's Gus Storff.
Oh, he scored. Gus Storff. Found an opening.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
.501 on the clock. And a phenomenal game here between McDonald basketball and Athens. 49-43. The Max Boys with the lead. Diethelm has his shot blocked by Flanagan down the lane, knocked out of bounds by Flanagan as he got tied
up. Got the foul there. Freeman,
that's the fourth on Miles Flanagan. He stopped one shot, but not the second. And now Freeman will go to the line for the first time tonight. We've already seen he has a nice shooting touch. The junior, 6'1". I guess in tipping the scales at 2 bills, he's a big, well-built kid. First free throw is good for Braden Freeman. 49-44, back to a 5-point lead. Freeman to cut it back to 4. Takes his time with the dribble to set up for the free throw. Looks long, is long. Grant Smiski shows off the hops to pull down that rebound. 5-point lead for McDonald. Sakura over to Carson Galvez. Galvez left wing, Cooper Mittermeier. Up top to Grant Smiski with 4:42 to play. McDonald's committed 6 fouls, so it'll be bonus the rest of the way for Athens, which is of concern, of course, in a close game. Carson Galvez up top to Jordan Sakura. Sakura right side, Cooper Mittermeier in front of his own bench, finds a cutting Smiski at the right elbow. Smiski hands off to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier is doubled. Leaves it out for Grant. Carson Galvez rotates. Jordan Sakura thought about a three, gathered, and passes it up. Carson Galvez to Grant Smiski, right corner. Finds a cutting Sakura. Sakura to Cooper Mittermeier straight on. Hits the brakes between the wheels with 4:08 to play. Patient possession for McDonald. Smiski out to Carson Galvez. Galvez down the right side of the lane to Jordan Sakura. Head fake. Shoots it over to Grant Smiski. Smiski a ball fake. Drops it down. Beautiful pass to Flanagan. Up and in. No, but a foul. With 3:56 to play, that's just the third whistle on Athens. No foul trouble for them. And Flanagan has 4 for McDonald. The team has 6. 49-44, and Flanagan will be shooting 2. First free throw for the lefty is off the mark. Miles still looking for his first free throw make of the season. That was just his 6th attempt. Chance to pull this back to a full 2-possession lead. Second free throw for Flanagan is good. There you go, Miles. 50-44, the Max. Under 4 to go.
That's some good, tough defense now.
Without fouling. Diethelm, right wing, up top to Scheer. Scheer to Schultz-Becker. Schultz-Becker's pass knocked away and stolen away by Miles Flanagan. Cooper Mittermeier across the timeline. Jordan Sakura in front of his own bench. Sakura hits the brakes. Still back out beyond the arc. Carson Galvez gives it right back to Sikora. Sikora blows by Schultz. Becker goes up hard, and a blocking foul called. As Freeman will be whistled for that, and all of a sudden there's four fouls on the board for Athens.
That's Jordan Sikora. Freeman's fourth foul.
So now the bigs for both teams are sitting there with four, and Jordan Sikora will shoot a pair. He has 1 point, a free throw in the first half, and this one is short.
I think everybody might be getting a little tired.
Sikora shooting 67% from the foul line coming into yesterday's game. 3:26 to play. McDonald leads 50-44. They can stretch this to a three-possession advantage with a free throw make here. Sikora got it. It's a big make for McDonald. 51-44.
Second point of the game for Jordan.
Schultz Becker to Scher, right wing. Scher against Carson Galvez. Splits two defenders. Oh, he's tripped up. And that will send him to the line, shooting a one and one. I'm not sure if they got Galvez or Smisky with that foul, but
they got Carson.
That's just his second, but the team's seventh. So again, 3:16 to play. He's trailing by seven, but Athens will be shooting the bonus the rest of the way. This is just a one and one, though, and Scher's free throw is good. Andy Scher has 5 points in the second half, seven for the night, 51-45. Second attempt here for Scher, and that one pops in and out. Smisky pulls down the rebound. Now facing some immediate backcourt pressure, Smisky going by Schultz Becker. Drops a bounce pass to Sikora. Long looping pass over to Cooper Mittermeier, and it goes over his head. Cooper tried vainly to save it, but just too much on that. And it's a 6-point game with 3:06 to play, and Athens has the basketball.
Yeah, again, tighten up the defense.
Sikora up top on Schultz Becker. Schultz Becker kick out Ty Johnson for three. Back rim, no rebound. Batted between several pairs of arms. Who's going to pull it down? Diethelm has it. He's crowded between four McDonald players. The ball squirts loose again. Flanagan dives on the deck for it. Schultz Becker able to pull it out to Pittman. Pittman left side to Diethelm. Back to Schultz Becker. Schultz Becker down the lane. Shot good. And out of the chaos, Schultz Becker with points. Number 19, and now a 4-point game, 51-47. Another high pass. Sikora able to retrieve it. 2:29 to play. Grant Smisky, left corner. 4-point lead for McDonald, 51-47, but a lot of game left against a hot shooting Athens team. Smisky muscles went
up with the right hand from just inside the right block.
Using that football strength.
Didn't have anything else to do with it but shoot it.
6-point game, 53-47. Kick out, Scher for three to cut the lead in half. No, long rebound pulled down by Johnson. Johnson kick out to Schultz Becker. Exactly 2 minutes on the clock. Ty Johnson up top. 53-47, McDonald. Back to Johnson. He'll snap off a three. That's good.
That was quick.
And the senior makes it a 3-point game, 53-50, McDonald. Pass knocked away from Grant Smisky, and finally they'll get a foul.
No,
goodness,
no.
They call it a held ball. Wow.
Had it right by the wrist.
Man, it sure looked like Grant got mugged on that one. But
yeah.
Possession will go back to Athens with a minute 43 left. And Ty Johnson will switch places with Schultz Becker to inbound. 3-point game, 53-50. Inbounds to Scher in the right corner. Drops it down to Schultz Becker at the right block. Kick out. Pittman wide open for three to tie the game. No. Flanagan pulls down the rebound, and he is tied up. And possession to McDonald. 1:35 to go. McDonald leads 53-50. Still a couple fouls left to give for Athens so they can be as aggressive as they want.
Yeah.
With full court pressure here. Cooper Mittermeier puts it on the floor, and he's bumped by Johnson. That is foul number five on the team.
They can go hard one more, maybe.
Just the second on Johnson. Cooper Mittermeier will inbound from our side of the floor with a minute 30 left. Mittermeier holding, waiting, throws to Smisky. Clock starts trickling down. Smisky puts it on the floor, puts the shoulder down. He's bumped from behind. No whistle. We've been letting him play a little bit. Smisky with some nifty dribbling. Kicks it out. Jordan Sikora passes up a three with a minute 16 left. 53-50, McDonald with the lead. Carson Galvez passes up a three of his own from the left corner. As McDonald will wait for the foul, and Ty Johnson gives it his third, team sixth, with a minute 10 left. Again, a 53-50 game. Ball security so important here for the Macs. As you figure, Athens, again, still has an opportunity to go for a steal here before they start fouling. Carson Galvez will inbound. Long cross-court pass to Jordan Sikora. And also free throw shooting is Been a bit iffy for McDonald. Now the whistle comes and Socorro will go to the line with a minute 5 left. And this is just a 1-1, remember?
Yes. It'll be a free throw contest here now with a minute 5.
So Socorro will go to the line. Both teams have 7 fouls now. 53-50 McDonald. Free throw for Socorro is perfect. That's a clutch free throw from the junior. Back to a 2-possession lead for McDonald, 54-50. Socorro, all 3 of his points from the foul line. Second one is short, rims out. Johnson with the rebound. Flanagan knocked it away from him, ties him
up.
And possession will go back to Athens. But Flanagan, again, he's just everywhere.
Yes, and that's a good tie up there.
1:02 left, 54-50 McDonald. Athens with possession.
Need to foul.
The logo is Schultz-Becker. You just want a good contest here. Schultz-Becker holding, waiting, finds Ty Johnson. He'll snap off a 3. That one well short. Rebound pulled down by Smisky. Smisky tripped up, pushes to Socorro. Back to Cooper Mittermeier in the backcourt. Mittermeier gets it safely across the timeline to Socorro, right corner. Ty Johnson will foul him. I believe that's the 4th on Johnson with 38 seconds left. 54-50 is our score. That's the 8th team foul, so again, just a 1-1 here.
Yeah, I don't know what they thought was going on.
We have a bit of a conference here, but again, that's the 4th foul on Ty Johnson. The 8th team foul and a 1-1 for Jordan Socorro in a 4-point game with 38 seconds left. McDonald leads 54-50. Socorro the free throw. Too strong. Carson Galvez trying to save it and not able to. So back to a 4-point deficit for Athens, and they have possession and plenty of time here. McDonald can't foul or they'll send the Blue Jays to the line with the clock stopped. Schultz-Becker up top. Schultz-Becker pulls up at the foul line. Shoots a pass that gets away from his man, but retrieved in the corner by Pittman. Knocked away. Galvez with the steal. Now Cooper Mittermeier is fouled in the backcourt by Diethelm. How about Carson Galvez doing it on both ends of the floor? A crucial steal. And McDonald will send their 5'11 junior guard Cooper Mittermeier to the line. Final 1-1 of this game. 9th team foul. Mittermeier, the free throw. It's too long. Long rebound, batted by Flanagan to Cooper Mittermeier. To Smisky. Smisky's fouled with 16 seconds to play. Miles Flanagan here at this Denny Laramie tournament has just absolutely worked his tail off. Again, Mittermeier ended up with a ball there, but Flanagan is the one who chased it down and knocked it back in bounds. 16.2 seconds left, and McDonald, again, some chances to ice it from the free throw line. They'll stay down the first as Smisky will shoot 2 and rims one out. They came to the game shooting 65% from the foul line. But quite lower percentage as the second free throw does rattle in for Smisky. 5-point game, 55-50, 15 seconds left. Schultz-Becker across the timeline. Down the lane, runner off the back of the rim. No, Flanagan with a rebound to Galvez. Galvez finds Jordan Socorro. Socorro puts on the floor with 5 seconds. Finds Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier will be fouled with 2 seconds left. 2.4 officially. 55-50 McDonald. And Mittermeier, again with this one pretty much on ice, will get a chance.
Ty Johnson just fouled out. 2.4 left.
2 free throws here for Cooper Mittermeier, the junior. First one, rims out. And Cooper came in shooting 75% from the foul line. Chance to make it a full 2-possession lead. Second free throw is no good as well for Mittermeier. Knocked out of bounds with 1.2 seconds left. So again, Athens.
Coach Schilling might say, well, we're going to work on free throws.
Hitting the rim from 60 feet, Schultz-Becker. But McDonald goes unbeaten, boys and girls. Here at the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Trailed by 4 at the break, win by 5 at the final buzzer. Your final score, the McDonald Max 55, the Athens Blue Jays 50. As we will talk with the birthday boy head coach Adam Schilling in just a few moments as we head you into the Post-Glass postgame show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll step out, be back in 3.5 minutes. McDonald Basketball on WOGO Sports and Max TV.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Step back, 15-footer right side of the lane, followed up and in by Minarski. Great rebound basket.
To Goulet to Katie.
There we go.
And a foul of Hoopenhar for Katie.
Cards get it. Here's Gus Storm.
Oh, he scored. Gus Storm. Found an opening.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, offering two full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Welcome to the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. They have free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields of any make or model. Post Glass and Mirror. 55-50, our final score is. McDonald Max and Lady Max basketball goes unbeaten at the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. McDonald with a victory here over Athens. The Blue Jays 4-5 now in the season, still 2-3, and within striking distance, the Marywood North at third place. McDonald now 6-2 on the season, 3-1 as they are in second, trailing Bloomer in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We'll get to the stats, highlights, a talk with head coach Adam Schilling. He said he wanted a victory for his birthday, and again, the boys got it done. It was certainly not an easy victory, and again, the shooting, maybe not what we've always seen from McDonald, but they were able to, again, really clamp down defensively in the second half on Schultz. Becker, he scored 15 in the first half, only 4 in the second half, and then when Carson Galvez really got hot from outside, 5 of his 6 threes and a career-high 26 points. Again, 5 of those 6 threes came in the second half. When McDonald was able to get the lid off the basket, then things started coming not easier, but at least they were able to get the job done here.
Yeah, and again, you know, you got people that you know, they count on for shooting. You know, I mean, you got Cooper that can shoot the lights out. You got Kale that can shoot the lights out. But tonight it was about Carson Galville shooting the lights out. You know, when that young man comes out and puts 26 up, you know, and Miles Flanagan putting 5 up and just madman on the boards there. He just did a great job, you know, controlling everything, getting some rebounds and then firing out. And then I was really impressed with Grant Smiski's play today.
Yeah.
He came on as a point guard, did some really nice dribbling through some defense, did some nice looks there. He's not a – I wish he was a better three-point shooter because they leave him open for a lot of three-point shots, and he could easily make three-point shots. But he's more of a, I guess, let's call him a quarterback, you know, where
he's a distributor. That's what he's looking to do.
He's gonna run the floor there and get people in the right spots and get the ball to the right people when they need it. So, again, great comeback here in the second half to turn that around for him and get a win here. So it was nice to see, and I see Coach Schilling's working his way over this way. So I'll hand off my headset.
Again, McDonald wins at 55-50, their sixth victory of the young season, 6-2. We'll get your stats and highlights in a few moments, but first, head coach Adam Schilling joins us. And coach, happy birthday. You wanted a win, and the boys got it for you. Maybe as a coach, you'd say, hey, it could have come a little easier than we made it on ourselves. But again, showed a lot of grit the way Athens shot the ball in the first half. He had to take some body blows there, and again, the boys responded.
Yeah, I think, you know, just the composure that they had when things kind of got tight again. And just, I think we're starting to learn from some of these tight situations we've been in during games now. So it's a good win for our group, and I think just the resiliency that we showed was really good.
Again, down 8 in the first half, that was your largest deficit of the game, and able to pull back within striking distance. And then in the second half, what really stood out defensively, Riley Schultzbecker, very talented player, but 15 in the first half, held to 4 in the second half, really tightened the screws down defensively.
Yeah, Jordan Sikora, he's guarded a lot of really good players this year, and I feel very comfortable putting him on the other team's top scorer. And with his length and his quickness, he does a really good job making things difficult on our opponents.
Coach, you have a fairly young roster, led in scoring by a sophomore, but pointing out that very special senior that you have in the starting lineup, Miles Flanagan, this entire tournament, he has just absolutely been ferocious on the glass. He's hit the deck so many times. I'm sure he's going to need some ice too, but, I mean, you have to just love that from a senior saying, I'm going to leave every single bit of blood, sweat, and tears I have on this floor every single time I get to take it.
Yeah, especially the start of the second half. I think he had, you know, 3 or 4 offensive rebounds pretty quickly, and just gave everybody else some energy. And, you know, he kind of leads by example. He's not a kid that's going to say a whole lot, but when he's out there playing that hard, I think everybody else sees that and they want to try to duplicate it.
Well, Coach, we didn't get the 52-point performance that we saw on your birthday last year from Eddie Mitterbeyer, but still a career high. How about Carson Galvez, your sophomore, 6 three-pointers, and again, I do believe a career high of 26. I think his previous high was about 15.
Sure.
And again, just he gave you offense when you needed it.
Yeah, and I think we did a really good job finding him when he had it going. I think, again, Jordan had some nice passes to him. And just, you know, I think everybody's kind of starting to get their roles down, and obviously Carson can put it in the basket. So, again, I think everybody played well as a group, and it was a good win for us.
Coach, finally, you've got a full week off before a home game against Stanley Boyd and then starting a stretch of a lot of road games. So, again, in that week where you get some practices and, again, get some of the Christmas cobwebs out and hopefully some of the New Year's cobwebs out as well, too, what do you want to see from your team before that next game?
I think just continuing to improve. You know, we won tonight, obviously, but we can still play a lot better than what we played, I believe. And I really think we got a pretty high ceiling with a lot of these kids. So just continuing to get better. And, you know, if we make mistakes, learning from them. And if we keep doing that, I think we should be able to have a good, strong finish of the year.
Well, Coach, congratulations on the 6th win of the season. Enjoy the rest of your birthday, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you guys for running the last couple days and everything you guys do.
That's head coach Adam Schilling here of the Max. We'll dive into the stats and highlights when we come back in 2.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. This is the Post Glass postgame show brought to you by Post Glass Mirror in Chippewa Falls. McDonald wins at 55-50. Back in 2.5.
Legacies aren't built in a day. And when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Welcome back to the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial, home, and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. Looking at the stats here, we'll get Mark Maloney's thoughts and the highlights as well. But seven players scored for both teams. Athens was led by 19 from Riley Schultz-Becker, their talented sophomore. He averages 12.4, so a good 7 points above that. He actually was above it by a triple in the first half, 15 points in the first half. But McDonald was able to hold him down to just 4 after the break. 7 points for Andy Scheer, 6 for Braden Freeman, 11 actually for Ty Johnson, and 3 for Brandon Krause, 2 for Dax Diethelm, and 2 for Ryan Peel. On the other side for McDonald's, we mentioned a career high for Carson Galvez, 26 points. He hit 6 threes, and he had 17 points and 5 made threes in just an incredibly strong second half. 7 points for Cooper Mittermeier tonight, 7 as well for Grant Smiski, 5 for Miles Flanagan, 4 for Mason Bussey, and 3 apiece for Jordan Sikora and Cale Holman. Again, contributions from all over the place. And this is a team as well, too, that when you look at who's leading them in scoring, Cooper Mittermeier, Cale Holman, third on the team is Carson Galvez, Jordan Sikora fourth. But they truly can have a different player leading them in scoring every single night. There's a lot of balance.
I agree. And, you know, and again, we got to give a lot of credit to Jordan Sikora because he had the task of shutting down Riley Schultz-Becker in the second half. And that going to man-to-man there, I think, was a great move by Coach Schilling. And Jordan just did a great job defensively kind of taking Schultz-Becker out of that second half. So give Jordan some kudos there for some great defense. And, again, like you said, you never know who's gonna show up one night, you know. I mean, Carson's was a nice shining light there, and you know, like you said, we expect Cooper, we expect Cale, and again, I think Grant Smiski just had an awesome game tonight too. So it's good to see these guys getting ready here. You know, we're going to hit 2024 here next week, and then things start happening rather rapidly.
Absolutely. Conference title races really start heating up, especially, again, for the McDonald Lady Macs, who got that 12th victory of the season earlier today as they remain unbeaten 12-0 to start. But they've got two dates with Fall Creek coming up, and both of those teams right now tied for first in the Western Clover Belt. McDonald trying to stay on the boys' side within striking distance of Bloomer, and they will come back against Stanley Boyd. Next time we'll see this McDonald Macs boys team will be on the 8th of January on the road down at Whitehall. Next time we'll have the McDonald Lady Macs on the air. We'll be coming up next Thursday, 6 days away, and that is that battle clash of titans with the Fall Creek Crickets, two teams that are both in the top 10 in the state in Division 4 and tied for the conference lead. So looking forward to that. Our complete sports schedule at WOGO.com. As we've had just a phenomenal time here the last 2 days. Again, four games in 2 days, Max and Lady Max basketball. Such a great atmosphere here at the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. And talking with his wife of 59 years, Lola Laramie, we had that early on in this broadcast, and we'll get that up in the podcast as well, too. Again, just the legacy of the Laramie family, the commitment to local high school sports, to McDonald sports, to McDonald schools, certainly shines bright here.
Yes, it does. And again, what a privilege to work this tournament. What a honor for Denny. Well deserving of it. So, you know, we know he's up there smiling down on us. So.
Well, let's take a listen to the second half highlights as McDonald was down 29-25 at the break, came back to win by 5, 55-50 over a talented Athens Blue Jays squad. The second half sounded like this. Here we are with your highlights in the post-class postgame show. Corner out to Carson Galvez. Flanagan straight on. Kicks out to Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm puts on the floor with a left-hand hesitation dribble. Sikora out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Galvez. Galvez left of the circle for three.
Book it.
That's the possession McDonald needed. And the second chance opportunities that Flanagan's providing. Carson Galvez will try a three from that same corner. Money. Left corner is good for Galvez. Pulls Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate, 839-0707, over Zgala.com. Shot knocked away. I think Sikora got a piece of that. Holm ended up with it. Carson Galvez driving baseline. Beautiful touch high off the window as he avoids the charge with an athletic move in the air. Galvez with 17. 2 points. And Miles Flanagan still out there playing with the three fouls. Inbounds to Flanagan, to Cale Holm, out to Jordan Sikora. Carson Galvez out there as well. He'll take the shot in the left corner again for the lead. Yes! 20 on the night for Carson Galvez, his fourth triple, and McDonald has their first lead, 36-35.
Gives him the ball, too. He's hot.
Incorporated.com. Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner off the inbound. Mittermeier comes to a jump stop, kick out Jordan Sikora to Carson Galvez. He's got the hot hand for another three. Yes! Carson Galvez, his fifth triple. He has 23, and the McDonald lead is 4, 39-35.
You know they're going to look for him.
Those two look good. Two-point game, McDonald trailing after going ahead by four. They trailed for most of this contest. Cooper Mittermeier up top. He'll step into another three.
There
finds the range from the right wing. And the lead back to McDonald as Cooper Mittermeier knocks home his first triple. Three this time to Carson Galvez. Back to Sikora. Sikora right side feed for Smisky in front of his own bench. Drops it down to the post. A beautiful seal by Mason Busses. He turns and scores from low on the right.
A big guy down there had his guy pinned and just put it in for a nice layup.
Find your big, Grant Smisky. Followed by Dax Diethelm. His older sister, Danica, played in the earlier game. Jordan Sikora between a couple defenders. Kick out Carson Galvez. Wide open for three. Left corner.
His sixth of the night.
Still hot.
Carson Galvez with 26 points. McDonald back to their largest lead, 47-43. Under six to go. Back out to Grant Smisky right at the circle. 5:26 to go. McDonald leads 47-43. Smisky off the screen from Galvez. Finds Mason Bussey to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts the shoulder down. Runner right over the top of a leaping six-footer. Largest lead for McDonald, 49-43. Corner. 4-point lead for McDonald, 51-47, but a lot of game left against a hot-shooting Athens team. Smisky muscles went
up with the right hand from just inside the right block.
He's in that football strength.
Didn't have anything else to do with it but shoot it.
6-point game, 53-47. And that's how the second half sounded. A lot of excitement again as we had two pretty tightly contested boys games for the McDonald Max as they go 2-0 here at the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic. Two running clocks for the McDonald Lady Max. But again, an entertaining finale here. Very enjoyable. And again, thank you so much to every single person helping put this tournament on. Again, I know Alexis Lander, our athletic director here at McDonald, and Greg Misfelt as well, too, does so much to make this happen. I believe you mentioned before he was the one who originally had this idea, but so many parents as well, too. I mean, running book, running PA, yes. Ticket taking, and again, helping with the organization as well, with all these different teams descending on the school and locker rooms and janitorial staff. Again, it really takes a village, takes an army to make something like this happen. And again, very successful tournament 2 years running.
Yes, it is. It was another great tournament here. And, you know, this is something that's going to carry on for quite a while, I believe. I mean, the people like it. Talking to Greg just before this game, you know, he said a lot of these teams says, hey, we'll be back next year if you're going to have this next year. It's a well-run organization, and it gives them, you know, some people from Athens and St. Croix Central and stuff to come over and see the Chippewa area and patronize some of the fantastic establishments we have around here. So that's a good thing for McDonald, good thing for the community, good thing for the people. So and some good basketball, too. So there was it was good to see. Again, now they get a little bit of a break and a little weekend here, a long weekend. I don't think they go back to school again until Tuesday. But with New Year's being on Monday, and the weather is cooperating as well.
Indeed, yes. Again, a great way to end our final McDonald sports broadcast here of 2023. Sports schedule at WOGO.com. Again, next week we'll have two girls basketball games, the McDonald Lady Max on Thursday night here at home against Fall Creek, and then Mark Halverson on the call on Friday night as it'll be Coach Becca Bestel and the Chi-High Lady Cardinals hosting New Richmond on Friday the 5th. Well, thank you to our board operator back at the WOGO studios in Halley, Dan Anderson, producing our broadcast here tonight. Thank you to Sam Aberle as well, keeping things running smoothly for three out of these four games that we broadcast this tournament. And as always, our deep appreciation and gratitude for every single business sponsor you hear sponsoring these broadcasts, making it possible. And so again, please patronize them whenever you're able to. And even if it's just stopping in, sticking your head in the door to tell them thank you for supporting McDonald Athletics here in WOGO Sports, that would mean the world to them and to us as well. Thank you to Val Knobloch as well. Max TV working overtime with this tournament the last couple of days, and appreciate that partnership so much. We'll get a podcast of this one up as well as the girls' game from earlier at WOGO.com in the next couple hours or so. So stay tuned to that in our WOGO social media as well. Once again, your final score in the finale of the second annual Denny Laramie Holiday Classic, the McDonald Max 55, the Athens Blue Jays 50. This has been McDonald Max Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports. Good night from Chippewa Falls.
WOGO. McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyce and Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.